Yo, I'm back. This is the Foul Hooked Whitey. Episode 5, Part 2, The Rise and Fall of East Rosebud High School. I know a lot of people have been waiting for this, and to be honest, I've been waiting for this. What I'm about to talk about is probably, certainly from a professional standpoint, the most difficult decision I've ever had to make. And it's frankly, it's right up there with personally the toughest decision I've had to make. But like I talked about in part 2 of episode 5 yesterday, I'm at a crossroads. I'm at a crossroads financially. I'm at a crossroads when it comes to affairs of the heart. I'm at a crossroads when it comes to my 90-year-old father, my daughters, my son, my grandchildren. My mind is swirling in the decision-making process. And ultimately, that decision has been made. Yesterday, on the last episode, I talked a lot about how the women I've been involved with have impacted me, and ultimately how they've impacted this decision. But you know, other than the financial aspect, I lead my life with a dick, not a set of tits. So this is all on me. Those relationships might have molded me and brought me to where I'm at right now, but the reveal is going to be based on what's best for Rich, what's best for the Foul Hooked Whitey, what's best for East Rosebud Fly Shop. And it has not been easy coming into this decision, I can assure you. Not only do I have family, friends, but I have thousands of you. And as I've verbalized how important you as a customer are to me, not one word, not one syllable, not one utterance has been minimized. I've meant every fucking word of it. But at the end of the day, probably for the first time in my life, I'm in a position to make a decision that's best for me. I mean, holy fuck. When you're a man who spends his entire adult life trying to please a woman, no matter who she is. And when you're a guy that spends his entire adult life raising 3 beautiful children and ended up having 4 unbelievably gorgeous grandchildren, there's a bunch of factors in this shit. And it isn't all about me. However, this particular decision is about me. And it's going to be to benefit me. And honestly, straight up, I've never made a decision like that in my life. I've made plenty of selfish decisions, that's for sure. I've also made a bunch of dumb decisions. Just look at my last fucking 18 months. But as I look to the future, and as I look to my future, both personal and professional, that crossroads I've referenced is real. I mean, that crossroads I've been talking about is like an 18-pound sledgehammer hitting me right in the fucking forehead. I'm there. I'm almost 60 years old. I'm smart enough and I'm forward-thinking enough to know golden days are passing over, motherfuckers. What does that mean? I'm going to wake up and I'm 70. And over the next 10 years, like I've mentioned, I still have that opportunity to reinvent myself. And that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to preface the reveal with number 1 saying, I'm staying in the industry. It's going to be the same actor. It's going to be the same movie. But it's going to be a different set. It's going to be a different location. So I've decided that what's best for me right now in all avenues of my life is to shut down my Billings location and to shut down my Red Lodge location. I want to say just before I get into the details that this is not anything I ever wanted to do, planned to do, or intended to do. But because of varying financial issues, including that nightmare fucking divorce from the River Goddess, that absolutely erratic, crazy, and out of control follow-up relationship, coupled with nuances like the cost of fucking doing business today. You know? I talked about my spirit animal being a beaver, primarily a sugar beaver. And that was all straight up true. I build to the point of fucking idiocy. I can't help it. That's what beavers do. So now, with limited time left, in terms of my viability in the workforce, this beaver has to scale that back. This beaver has to learn. This beaver needs to get into a new, smaller pond so he can build smart and build right. And what I've done here has been smart. It has been right. But throw in all of those external circumstances, throw in all those fucking personal mistakes I've made, and that's completely outside of the industry of the specialty flying tackle business. And as I look in the mirror, and I throw in a little bit of arrogance, a little bit of me, a little bit of what's right for the foul-hooked whitey, I don't have any choice. And that's hard for me because if you're a customer in my shop here in Billings, you've met my dad. 90 years old. You know, if there was an East Rosebud Fly Shop cheerleader, it would be a 90-year-old man in a cheerleading outfit with pom-poms, rooting for his son, rooting for his son's business. That's what my dad has been. And to reveal the reveal to my dad was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. To tell my children my plans. Hardest thing I've ever had to do. My plans of what I'm going to do with me and what I'm going to do with my business. The original motivation, believe it or not, and it's not a surprise considering how I've talked and how I've revealed, but it started out for a woman. It started out for a woman. But that's not the case anymore. That's over. I'm in full selfish mode. Not selfish in terms of turning my back on anybody, but selfish in regards to what's best for me and what's best for my family. And at this point in my life, in my career, what's best is what I've described. So over the course of the next 60 to 90 to 75 days, 100 days, whatever it takes, I'm going to liquidate my Billings operation and my Red Lodge operation. And I'm going to transfer my business to another location. I'm not willing to disclose where I'm going to pop up just because emotionally, mentally, and business-wise, I'm still working this through in my mind. The plan is set, and it's a good plan. But it's a baby step plan because through all of the mechanics and the logistics of following through with what I just said I'm going to do. The biggest obstacle, the biggest entanglements, and the most difficulty is you. You know, I've talked about the selfish part of this and the need for me to do something for the foul-hooked Whitey, but the truth is, saying goodbye to you is easily the toughest part of this. You know, it's even tougher than telling my 90-year-old East Rosebud cheerleading father. So as you process this, and as we start sending out bits of information of how we're going to do this and where I'm going to end up, understand, I'm not running from anything. I'm not running from anybody. And I'm taking on a new challenge at damn near 60 years old. And you know, it's funny. None of it is because I have to. Ultimately, none of it is because I have to. It's because I want to. When I mentioned this is my opportunity to reinvent myself professionally, I meant it. What East Rosebud has done and what I've done leading this operation is we have set the watermark for superb merchandising and customer service as it relates to a big time fucking fly shop. And that's what we are. That's what we've been. And that's what I will be going into the future. So I'm not going to disappear. I'm not going to leave the industry. I'm just going to change the venue. And the reason I'm going to change the venue ultimately is for me and my future. And I'll say it again. For the first time as an adult male, been married a couple times, raised beautiful children, covet my 4 grandchildren. I got one more opportunity to build on what I've built. And the foul-hooked Whitey is fucking telling all of you right now, keep an eye out, because this story ain't over. That's it. Details to follow. Foul-hooked Whitey, out.